You'll be right soon.
Yep, still looking, KG8 exists.
Yeah, it's maybe gone. They had a plate. I had no idea those Yaesu 847 face plate is a plug and play. It was on there for, I think they wanted about $190 or something like that. And that's just what I need. It's hard to find parts for that 847. And that was, oh man, that would make that my day if I could get that. Because when I sent that radio in to get repaired, the girl dropped that thing and messed up three of the knobs on there and the big knob, and it cracked it. So that's all I would need other than making sure that the UHF finals put that back in there, and I would be good to go. Okay, it's probably gone, though.
Yeah, I don't see it. And I looked down here earlier. There were, like, complete radios, but they were in Japan. So, I don't know. You know, their frequency privileges are different than us.